And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Biden administration's final sprint to January is turning into a spending spree that would make drunk sailors blush. While promising to address the border crisis, they're simultaneously selling off border wall materials and hiring 1,200 new diversity and equity bureaucrats. Now they've announced another $4.2 billion in student loan forgiveness, bringing their total debt cancellation to $180 billion. And speaking of government deliveries, another billion-dollar Christmas gift, but not for the struggling American communities, but for conservation of the Ecuadorian Amazon. That's what the White House just announced, to go along with everything else I just told you. And the timing of the international climate spending spree raises some eyebrows as domestic infrastructure continues crumbling and border communities struggle under the weight of unprecedented migration. But at least the rainforest will have a Merry Christmas. In Kentucky, the Mercer County Humane Society learned the hard way that you should probably run background checks on your president. Karen Aubrey resigned her position after police discovered she'd been renting her private dog kennel to methamphetamine dealers who were keeping 34 malnourished dogs in deplorable conditions. 9 of the neglected animals were officially registered with the Humane Society, giving new irony to Aubrey's previous boast that, quote, you can't come to Mercer County and get away with animal abuse. And lawmakers in Ohio have passed a Parents' Bill of Rights that requires schools to actually inform parents about what their children are learning, a concept so controversial it has Democrats warning it could destroy teachers' careers. The bill's radical provisions include letting parents review sexual content before it's taught to their children and preventing sexuality instruction in kindergarten through third grade. One Democrat lawmaker called it absolutely ridiculous that parents might want religious accommodation for their children, apparently forgetting that parental rights don't end at the schoolhouse door. And meanwhile, congressional investigators have uncovered a troubling pattern in the Justice Department's enforcement priorities. While 436 churches were attacked last year amid rising anti-Christian violence, the Biden administration hasn't prosecuted a single case under the law designed to protect houses of worship. Instead, they've used 92% of their prosecutions to target pro-life advocates, even sending armed federal agents to arrest peaceful protesters in front of their children. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.